We're going to take a look at politics here in the United States. It's just 3 days away from the Democratic National Convention, where Barack Obama is going to get an enormous platform to tell his story. And we've learned some about his record in the U.S. Senate, but what about his years as an Illinois state senator? What can they tell us about what kind of president he might be? And for that, we turn to Ben Calhoun at Chicago's Public Radio, who's been covering Obama for years. And we'll be covering both the Democratic and Republican conventions for us here at The Takeaway. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So based on what you've discovered or what you've been reporting over the years, what kind of state senator was Barack Obama?
Well, there was a little bit of this that came up last winter. You know, he took some heat for the number of present votes that he cast. To understand how state senators vote here, they've got three buttons. When you vote in the Illinois State Senate, you got these three buttons. Your name is up on the board. You got a green button for yes, you got a red button for no, and then you have a yellow button for present, which means, you know, I'm doing my job. I was in the room, but I didn't vote up or down. And there's a joke in Springfield that the yellow button is yellow for a reason. But really, it's more kind of.
It took me a minute to get that, Ben, but I get it now.
All right. So to understand his present votes, he had 129 during his years in the Illinois State Senate.
Out of how many votes, though? 129 out of how many?
Thousands. Okay. Thousands of votes. He cast thousands of votes. So, you know, it really is a relatively small percentage. But he took some heat for that. But, you know, in order to really understand him, you got to understand that the present vote is more complicated than that, because sometimes people will do it as a way to, you know, not attach themselves to something controversial, which as somebody with higher ambitions was certainly something he had in mind. But a lot of times people will also do it as a strategy to, you know, vote with a block of people who are voting present.
But in Barack Obama's case, I mean, what kind of reputation did he have for dealing with controversial issues? What did those votes represent in Illinois about him as a politician?
Yeah. You know, I think that we can actually tell more from his reputation with groups that worked with him than we can from those present votes, because if you look at the votes themselves, there were instances that you could argue both ways. But his reputation with groups that worked with him was that in terms of sort of progressive political groups that he aligned himself with out of his district, which was in the progressive bastion of Hyde Park on Chicago's South Side, the groups would say that he was always willing to consult with them. He would look at their legislation. He would tell them how to make it better. He would tell them how to make it constitutional, how to improve its chances of passage. But some people also got frustrated with him among those groups, because they felt like he would do that, but he wasn't willing to necessarily attach his name as a sponsor or stick his neck out there to make it happen on the floor.
Well, was that sour grapes, or was there something fundamental about the way that he was approaching politics?
I think both. You know, he's always been a cautious politician. He's always been careful about what he would put his name on. But he was also somebody who strove to vote on things and understand things and talk about things with nuance. So some of those present votes and some of those instances, I imagine, with the groups he was consulting with, were instances where there was a piece of something that he didn't agree with. He didn't agree with an amendment that had been made or something he felt was unconstitutional, so he would hold his name or his support back publicly.
That's so interesting you use the word nuance, because we certainly hear that in relation to Barack Obama a lot. So he certainly had that reputation in Illinois, too, that his policies, his perspectives on certain policies were very nuanced. Do you have an example for us?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of a good example for you.
Well, on the national stage, we talk about his economic policy, which we're actually going to talk about coming up
shortly.
That's
a great example.
That his proposals are so very nuanced.
That's a great example, actually, you know, because he emerges from the, you know, the University of Chicago environment, which is notoriously, you know, conservative when it comes to economics. So he's a big supporter of free markets. But at the same time, he also, throughout his career as a state legislature and state legislator, and now into his time as a U.S. senator, he's lined up on the more progressive end of things, you know. So he has this dual approach to issues, including economics.
Which is which are not so easy to explain, but the New York Times' David Leonhardt's going to be with us for a second. Ben Calhoun, I'm going to ask you to hang on because you're going to ride for us a bit this hour on The Takeaway. Ben Calhoun, Chicago Public Radio political reporter, who's going to be covering the conventions for us, both the Democratic Convention and the Republican Convention. This is The Takeaway.